for 11 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Come on into my house. We're generally talking to Arizona homeowners, but in this particular hour, if you know a renter, call them, wake them up, and have them tune in to Rosie on the House. We're here every single Saturday morning to answer your questions about home ownership, maintenance, repair, or remodeling. We've been doing it here in the great state of Arizona since the 70s, and we'd like to let you access the experience and the knowledge that we've built up for free by just logging on to RosieOnTheHouse.com or giving us a call. In this particular hour, you're welcome to call and join the conversation. The number is 1-888-767-4348. If you're a renter, we'd love for you to call in and tell us what you're paying for rent. And then we're going to tell you how much house you could buy for that same amount of money. Now, when you dial that number, 1-888-767-4348, you're going to get an auto attendant that answers. Just push 1. That will bypass the auto attendant, put you right into the studio to my wife, sweet Jennifer. She'll get your name, where you're calling from, and your question. We'll get you on air and answer your question as quick as we can. We've got a special guest here in studio with us this morning, Mr. Harold Perkins, a repeat attendee, guest of the Rosie on the House show. Harold, again, thank you for taking time out of your family weekend time to join us for our work day.
Good morning, Rosie. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
When interest rates, could I ever get a mortgage with a negative interest rate?
Negative, probably no. I don't think we're going to pay you to take the mortgage.
It's almost that good.
But it's practically nothing right now. Anyway, the rates are so low that it really is as close to free as you can get.
I mean, if I take, for years I used 6-8%. It's kind of a fair mortgage interest rate, that if you were getting something in that range, you probably had a pretty good mortgage. You could lock down and figure your estate and retirement planning and everything. And it was, 4 years ago I came to you and we refinanced the properties I've got. And in one refinance, in one event, I think you cut my payments like $2,200 a month. I still remember that.
It's amazing, and then now even lower still.
Gosh.
And so we've seen a very stable rate market as far as everything being low for an extended period of time now, where quite frequently we're quoting interest rates under 3 in the 2s, and in some circumstances under 2. I saw a couple of them yesterday at 1.75, which is just absolutely amazing. There are circumstances on that, of course.
Now, if I could be king for a day, I would tell you, for all the Californians that are coming to Arizona, there should be a 1-point surcharge. So for California transfers, we should get 1 extra percent.
And it's not just a money thing. You know what else we should get? Is when they were doing all the water regulations for the Colorado River, they never projected so many Californians coming to Arizona. If you're south of where the Colorado River comes out and gets, there's two.
You think we need a reallocation?
There's two canals, one that goes out at Parker and one down by Imperial, that hit Southern California. If you come off of that watershed, when you move over here, we should get another 25,000 acre feet of water when you come.
Well, it goes all the way back to March. It was an article in the Washington Times about a couple who were renting a small little backyard casita in Redwood City and decided to use the same amount of rent money and buy a $400,000 house in Old Town Scottsdale.
The difference in real estate prices between here and California, among many other reasons, I'm certain I understand why you might want to consider moving from California to Arizona. The affordability here is still fantastic. Housing, while prices have gone up and while home values have gone up, still incredibly affordable, especially compared to other parts of the country.
It is. I don't want any of you new Californians to get upset with us. We're just having a little fun. Welcome to Arizona. You have moved to a great place. We've got Brad calling from Peoria. Says he's excited about the topic. Let's see what line of questioning he might have for Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group here in studio this morning. Brad calling from Peoria. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Very good. What would you like to talk about, Brad?
I'm 25 years old.
Okay.
And I'm currently renting an apartment. I have about less than a year left on my lease, and I need to decide whether the next step is for me to be looking for a home or if I need to extend and wait a little bit longer. I'm currently paying for my rent just over $1,500 a month.
And tell me what that gets you, Brad. Tell me, what does $1,500 a month in rent get you?
Not very much. I have a one-bedroom apartment,
okay,
and it's about 800 or so square feet.
Well, Brad, for $1,500 a month...
Sit down, Brad.
For $1,500 a month now, and you know, depending on credit, of course, and depending on other qualifying factors, generally speaking, the $1,500 a month is a mortgage of about $300,000. And so on a $300,000 mortgage, that is going to be, depending on area, your typical three-bedroom, two-bathroom, maybe $1,500 to $2,000
square feet. If we take the average appraisal of $200 a square foot is what it's taking to buy the average home in Arizona right now, $350,000 is what you said?
Yeah,
$350,000?
$350,000 would be the purchase price on the house. The mortgage on a $300,000 mortgage, that's $1,500 a month.
That's 1,700 square feet. Three bedroom, two bath.
Oh my gosh.
Yard. I mean, you'll have a castle, man.
Yeah, that's amazing. I definitely need to be looking into that then after I get out of this lease.
Yeah, and what we do recommend, especially with time left in your lease, the real estate market is very competitive right now. The inventory of the houses are very low. Give us a call. Get pre-qualified. Get the financing part of it done now. And that way, if there are things that we need to work on in the qualifying, you have plenty of time left in your lease to work on those things if we find there is something that we need to address ahead of time.
25-year-old young man.
It's amazing.
Goes into a $350,000 house, and let's say he wants it free and clear by the time he's 40. 15-year mortgage. What's his interest rate going to be?
15-year, you're going to be in the low to middle twos.
Gosh.
It's something that if the payment on a 15-year will fit in your budget, that is something that absolutely by the time Brad's 40,
before middle age,
yep,
he has a house free and clear.
That would be amazing.
Oh, man.
And you were talking before we started this segment, we were having a conversation, not to change this to a real estate show. This is more of a financing and refi and managing the asset of your home. But homes are getting listed above market value. It's a seller's market right now. Go ahead and start looking. You're going to see, I know you're a year away, Brad, but start looking so you get used to seeing different things you like, look at different houses. You've got, if you're really tied to this lease for a full year, being able to watch the market and actively shop for a year, knowing you're not a real buyer, there's a lot of things you'll learn before you're ready. And you'll probably have it narrowed down to an area you prefer. And at the point something does come available that fits your budget, if you're already pre-approved, you can jump on it immediately because that's what you're going to need to do at the point you're ready to pull the trigger. You're not going to have the luxury of a home being on the market for 3 or 4 months
and negotiate a better buy.
Right.
Exactly. And from the statistics I've seen, the inventory in the Valley right now is there is less than a month's supply of houses for the buyers that are out there. So as a buyer, you should not be discouraged by that. It's definitely challenging, but have yourself prepared so that you're in a position when the right opportunity does present itself to you, you've already handled your financing as far as the pre-approval and the pre-qualification. Because if you do it after you find the house, you're going to end up losing on that house.
And just a random curious question, Brad, a 25-year-old in an apartment, how'd you find Rosie on the house?
To be honest with you guys, I listen to you. I listen to Dave Ramsey. I listen to a lot of the shows that they play on this station.
Very good. Very good.
Well, you're ahead of the game.
Well, if you're a Dave Ramseyite, then you're all about being debt free. So baby, home ownership has historically and traditionally in America been the first or second step up the success ladder. The equity you build, the privacy you have, the owner pride of ownership. You have a yard, you can have your dog, the noisy neighbor on the other side of the wall in your apartment stays at the apartment. Oh, there's so many things great about having a house. But there's a few things you need to know, and we're going to cover the downside to home ownership right after this.